USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
This is all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed 2 months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady spending the weekend in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days applies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.